Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck this is, man. TSA motherfucking radio. We here, we live and direct. My bro Dre, three letterman, what is good, my G?
My PIC, partner in crime in this motherfucker for how many years? You already know what the fuck it is, man. Dynamic duo, nigga, what's good?
Man, listen, we got some
Scotty and Mike, Kobe and Shaq, what's good?
Let's go right here, man. We live and direct. I'm going to let my bro Dre start off these topics because there's some goodies right here, man. People really tend to discuss these, but not too much in detail. So let's get into it, bro. Let the people know what we got.
Well, hold on. Before you got it, I think what's homie's on the line, right?
Let's see. Let me see.
Battle Truth should be on, so we can all get in the discussion right here. We have a three-way discussion about this shit. It should be a 414 number on there.
Oh, yeah. Let's get them on.
Let's get them on so we can all discuss this together and see who's talking crazy, who's talking reckless, so we can spaz on each other.
What it do, fellas? How y'all doing?
Truth, what up?
Pretty good, man.
What's good? How y'all brothers feeling, man?
My man,
chilling.
One day before
good,
Thanksgiving?
Good.
We good, man.
Yeah, hey, I know y'all getting it in. What it do, Timbo?
What's good, my G?
I'm good. How you feeling, man?
Pretty good, man. I'm ready. Let's get it in. Let's see what we got today.
Let's talk about this, fellas, real quick. Now, who is y'all top five guys that you rock with heavy? Now, of course, when you got a top five, let's keep it real. In your top five, these brothers might have caught some L's. Everybody's caught an L, in my opinion, in battle rap.
Right.
But top five guys, Timbo, set it off. Top five guys, and I need a reason why these individuals are your top five, my G.
All right. Top five right now. I'm going to give you my top five right now that I'm looking for, right? Anybody that knows Timbo knows this guy is number one, will be number one. We criticize him because of all the battles that he's had previously, but B Magic is in my top five because his style and his punches. I always look for a B Magic battle. I think his name flips are some of the best ever, and I still expect him to come 100% to a battle and prepare, right? So Magic is in my top five. K-Rock is in my top five right now that I look for because of how consistent he is. You know, he's smack's killer. You know, he's a gunner right there. So I feel like when he's on those big cards and taking on those names, you know, he doesn't take on any slouches. So I feel like Rock's out there. Sometimes the crowd can bring to the battle. But nonetheless, Rock is in the top five for me right now. I mean, this guy right here, we haven't seen him in a little bit, but I'm just saying, hollow the Denon and all, baby. Come on, get your shit up. Let's go. Hollow the Don. Always looking for ready, and ready when this guy is on a card and battling. I always look forward to seeing this man battle, and definitely in my top five right now. Next up, Big K. I don't think this needs any explaining or anything like that. This guy just comes with three rounds ready during his battles, has some of the best battles of the year, and, I mean, classics too. You know what I'm saying? Big K always delivers. His punches are insane, so shout out to Big K. This one, I'm putting in there. Not really on the URL stage,
Honorable mention. You got honorable mention. You can throw an honorable mention in there. Go ahead.
No. This is my fifth. This is my fifth right now. Top five, and this is finishing it out. I got Iron Solomon in here. I got Iron Solomon because I feel like he has been very consistent on his last four or five battles. He's coming back, and they are all heavy replay value battles against Clips, against Daylight, against Magic, against Diz. Crazy battles, crazy performances, all three. Some of them debatable, of course, but nonetheless, great performances. Those are my top five right now that I do look for. Let's go.
Okay. Let me hop in there right quick about your five right quick. Now, B-Magic, I know B-Magic is your favorite battle rapper. That goes without saying. Now,
yeah.
Is he still top five because he's your favorite, or are you disappointed, or what's been going on with his career?
Here's the thing. I'm disappointed on how he's battled, but that doesn't take away from me, you know, ready when he's on the card and getting hype, is what I'm saying.
You still get hype with
B-Magic? Yes, I am. Deadass, I am. He had a great battle against Ness. Let's not forget. Great battle against Ness.
Great or good?
It was a great battle. He had a stumble, okay, but he did great, I feel like.
Now, Iron Solomon, you have in your top five, sir.
Straight up.
Now, the battle he had with Mook, we know, you know, that damn near Mook retired this man. Let's just call it what it is. He stayed on social media for a long time. First battle back in the scene with Daylight, I thought that was a dope battle. I did like the B-Magic battle also. That's in my top six, probably, battles of the year. If I had to pick battles of the year, that's in probably my top five, top six, top ten, probably. Disaster and Iron Solomon, to me, is a classic. That's in the top three for me this year, period. I did not like the Clips battle that much. That just didn't work for me. You know what I mean? How about respect it, though? True. What you got, my dude? Talk to me, man.
Oh, man. Timbo saying like he threw a curveball in there. Cause you started out saying top five. Right. Because you said top five. Then Timbo like, right as of right now. So that like messed me up because I'm like top five. Period, or are you saying top five right now? They're cooking, so that's a different.
You know
subject.
What? You could put two. You could pick top five because I got a top five that's popping now and top five of all time. So I get what you're saying. If you want to do both, my brother, do you?
Right. Well, you know my top five of all time. I out the gate, just starting from number one. Like I say, my number one could be my number two. Verb and Rex, just out the gate. Verb, Rex, Arsenal. I don't know. I had to throw Rock in there. That's my fourth. And if I'm doing the fifth one, man, that's crazy because it's kind of hard. But it's like, I guess that's crazy because, man, Cat's cooking, man. I don't know. Could I just keep them four? I can't really say a five on that on all time right now because I don't really know who that fifth one go. It could go to so many, you know what I'm saying? So many. But I know those four right there out the gate is my top four, period, of all time. And and like you said, you say why I choose that?
Yes.
Because the competition level and the historical moments that they do, that they've been doing and they continue to do it. I mean, they resume is just crazy. They got stupid classic battles, man, that just – they got like over, except for Rock, they got like over 30-some wins. I mean, 30-some battles with like over 20 of them victories against killers. I mean,
Between Verb and Rex?
Yeah, easily.
Let's talk about this
easily.
Battle true. Come on now.
Come on with it.
All right. Verb's first battle on URL Timbo was against who? Midwest Miles, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Across the table, I have Verb winning. How about you, fellas?
I got him winning.
Yes.
Tim?
Same here.
All right.
Yep.
The Math Hoffa battle. I have Math Hoffa, you my guy and all that, Brooke and all that, my nigga, but I have Verb clearly beating Math Hoffa, in my opinion. Do you agree?
He won. Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
He won. I agree.
Yep.
Verb battles. Is it Charlie Clips at Summer Madness next?
Right.
We know the verdict of that. Verb got... He lost 3-0.
That was a horrible battle. We just picking between who was better. That both of them was garbage. But
but the whole truth, like you're the judge, and you always say if he got to step to the table,
I just said that.
Yeah, both of them.
That was a trash battle, though, wasn't it? Though.
Right. Listen, Clips won, but it wasn't a battle like he was crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's just pick who you thought was whatever.
But he lost. Verb did lose. Right. We got
Verb losing the X Factor.
No, I don't have him losing the X Factor at all.
Really?
I don't. I'm serious, I don't.
When Verb
put the fucking blindfold over his eyes? Well, okay, but see, a lot of people didn't get that. I caught that whole thing. He said, since you act like you don't see me, I don't see you. And he put the blindfolders on while he was attacking him through the whole thing. Now, people thought that was corny, but what he was doing was acting as if he wasn't even there. But if you listen to what he was saying, he was spazzing on dude. He said, I'm going to keep firing until my hand is a C sign. Y'all didn't get that? And then he did it again and showed you that if you keep firing, his fingers would jam up in the C sign. People were trying to clown that, but I'm like, y'all ain't listening to what this dude said.
I thought it was
an
X Factor, but I got to give X Factor. At that time, I thought X Factor was a high at that particular time when Verb battled him. Like, X Factor was X Factor. Them times, that's when he beat up DNA. He body Rich Dollars. Like, he was on a roll at one particular point. All right, so you had him win. Who you had winning that battle?
Hit this out, though. Just the reason why I say I had him winning, too, if you listen to that battle, X Factor just dragging the same story for three rounds. Why we battling, Verb? We had the Midwest going on. Why he getting barred to death? You gonna do the same story through three rounds? But okay, it's a debate, I guess.
All right,
but that's what he's here for.
X Factor, my G.
Man, I remember when I was watching this. I think I remember I had Verb round one, and then
right.
I X the second round or the second and third round. Right. I remember his scheme. His Midwest scheme was crazy. The cold cut trio.
Woo!
Get the like. Come on, yo. Crazy.
That's a lie.
I had X2-1 on this battle. I had X2-1.
Y'all finna make me look bad.
He had O-Red. Verb versus O-Red.
I had Verb winning that shit. I'm sorry, O-Red. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Nah, my nigga, that's not going to pop. It's one round of no doubt, but I'm sorry. Red, nah. Nah.
I had Verb killing. Verb killed Red.
Yeah.
In Disaster.
Yeah, Yeah, I did.
I don't think he killed him.
Yes, he did.
He killed him, though. He lost.
What do you consider a body? You think that was competitive?
Yeah, I don't think Diz got bodied, though, bro. You know, Diz got beat up.
Okay, what about did Cortez get bodied?
Nah, St. Louis, Cortez did get beat up. That second round especially, Verb was not playing around with Cortez. If I had to remember,
you didn't like the opening round?
From the opening round?
Yeah, because he showtimed him three times in the first round.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest rounds ever in battle rap history.
Greatest?
Literally. Yeah. Pick up one that's better than that. When he'd be like, yo, what's happening, Miano? Cut the top back in flannel. I got a double back
like
the camel. Click out of ammo. He killed you.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous, man. Come on, man.
Round. I don't know if it's crazy. That whole shit right there was fucking bananas. I had to double back like a camel. Yo.
Right.
That shit was crazy. Yeah.
What's happening,
Miano? Yeah.
What about Sway Saba? Did he body Saba?
It was over for Tez. It was over for Tez after that. I'll tell you that. What that was said?
Yeah, it was.
That was it.
What about Suave 7? Did
he
body Suave 7?
He beat Suave 7. I thought Verb was okay. I don't think that was the coldest Verb. I did have Verb clearly beat him. I had Verb beating edging John. I had Verb edging.
Okay, yeah, Rex.
We beat Rex. Nah, Rex beat him. We don't know that.
Rex beat him.
But Rex. You know, let's be real. Once did he put 10K on the board? Huh?
He battled Shine.
He lost to Shine. Yeah, he
lost to Shine badly.
I don't think he lost badly.
Because 95% of the battle rap community probably had Verb winning. But guess who had Shine winning Battle Troop at them times there? I was one of the only niggas in media picking K-Shine to beat Verb. Sue Surf had told me I was on crack or some shit like that at the time a couple years ago when I told the nigga. I said, yo, Shine gonna be Verb. Shine gonna be Verb. But that's another story. Now, you also got Rex in there. Is that because of longevity or wins and losses?
That's come from wins. Wins. You can't. Okay, think about this, though. Think about this, though, Dre and Timbo. Check this out. Rex got a 10-year run. But you can't name probably six guys that beat Rex in a 10-year run.
Yeah, I can.
Name six people that beat Rex in a 10-year run. Let me hear six people that beat Rex in a 10-year run.
Timbo, keep track of this when I do this, my G. All right, I had O-Red beating him clearly.
No, I don't got O-Red beating him.
What?
I don't have O-Red beating him. No.
Fuck the T-Rex.
No.
Truth, come on,
okay,
man.
As you, I'm going to recap them, though. As you're saying, I'm going to go back and recap them just so I can do the thing on them.
Son, you had Rex beating Red, and I don't even fuck with
Red
like that.
I had Rex beating Red.
Wow.
Yes, I did.
I had.
Why? Because he bought the dude out and said, you said you knew him? That ain't enough.
Nah, Rex wasn't saying shit in my opinion that battle.
Rex was
that's
snapping.
My opinion.
When he was like, all that moolah, la, ain't none of it hot.
I thought Rex beat the snot rag
right.
out of Rex. All right, that's one. Number two, Summer Madness 1. I had Khan beating Rex 2-1.
I didn't.
You think I thought Khan? Yo, Khan had better bars to me than yo. Rex's second round, we did the Khan flips. That was cool, but yo, if niggas didn't have that mic shit and
that
we
was
hear
it?
Clear, nah, Khan was spazzing, bro. Khan did it. I thought Khan beat Rex 2-1.
I didn't. What about you, Timbo? Did you see who did you have in that?
Again, for Khan and Rex.
Yeah.
Khan versus Rex, man, I think I had Khan edging for the 2-1 on that one. I had Rex win, especially
when he got the breaking down. Did you ever have one fight? Did you even have any fight?
No.
He
that
ain't
was
had
cool.
a fight, man.
What about the Fahrenheit line that Khan did? The snot nose line. Oh my God. Now I'm thinking about these bars now. Yo, Khan was wigging. Yo,
I'm recapping that, too.
Come on, though.
I mean, just for time's sake, we're going to let it pass. That's
all
two.
Right, that's
come
two.
On. I'm recapping that.
Bong, help me out here. Who else Rex battle? Rex,
exactly.
I have Rex
losing. You got him losing the clip.
Calico.
I don't know if he lost to Calico, but I'm going
to
recap that,
Nah, he
that
lost
too.
To Calico, son. He lost to Calico.
Okay, how did you call it? 2-1? How did you call it?
I think I had it 2-1.
Yeah.
I think I had a 2-1.
Yeah.
Calico.
Obviously, Charlie Clips, without saying. 3-0.
Okay.
How much is that?
Calico, Khan, Clips, 4. That's all you got. Calico, Khan, Clips, and Old Red.
Whoa.
He beat T-Top.
Let's take it across the waters here real quick. Let's not forget he spit mixtape bars versus fucking Caustic. He lost Caustic straight.
That is true, though, son.
Well, if you're gonna say that, then that's fine.
T-Top.
I ain't gonna say that. Hell yeah.
No,
T-Top.
He beat T-Top. He beat T-Top. I just did that recap. He beat T-Top 2-1. He got the first two rounds clearly. T-Top only got the third round. I even put the bars up there and everything. He beat T-Top clearly.
Clearly.
Bro. The first two rounds go to Rex clearly. T-Top wasn't saying nothing. He only had that Sodom and Gomorrah line. He only had that Sodom and Gomorrah line. That thing could get drastic in the park. Rex was killing him through that whole. The first two rounds clearly go to Rex.
All right, let me think of Rex. Rex battled Aquas across the water, too, now, in the West Coast. I'm trying to remember that shit now. Huh?
He killed Aquas.
I don't think he killed Aquas. Nah, I'm going to keep it funky. He didn't kill Aquas, though. Nah, son. He didn't kill Aquas.
Come on,
I don't think he killed Aquas at all. He killed him?
You think Aquas would beat him when he tried to catch Joe to
beat him,
like,
but you saying killed him. I might not.
I'm
not
saying
the biggest Aquas
killed
fan.
Him.
I don't think, if you go back and watch that battle, like, I don't think
Aquas wasn't saying nothing. He was trying to rib and
did
crack
you have,
You got a thing on your ear because your ear is this. Man, shut up. Your ear is this. Man, trying to use the same thing Mav said. Like, man, get out of here. He has a little thing on his ear. Rex, like, you think I'm going to lose to somebody wearing a hat like that? You think I'm going to rap like that? Rex killed him, man.
Ars, did you guys have him beating Ars?
Yes, clearly.
I don't know if clear, though, son.
He said, I got a little trick that'll make you forget what a shotgun is.
I'll tell you what.
Man, he killed him.
Rex killed that first round. I'll tell you
that. He killed the first round, clearly.
He killed that first round.
Out of all the battles we're talking about with Rex, how many of them joints is classics?
Rex, he got a lot of classics. That's what I'm saying. Thing about Rex is that, you know what, Rex is so much of an assassin. Let me change up. He really don't really have classics because he killed people. Like, he murdered Hitman.
Kills?
He murdered Hitman. He murdered Hitman. And I like it.
He said you a ball player.
You like to shoot and pass. I shoot people who go past me.
I don't even kill. I don't think Rex kills people. Even if he's not winning titles, I don't think he's ever killed niggas.
So he didn't kill Math Alpha?
I don't think he killed Math. The first time or second time?
Neither one? The second time especially.
The second time I got Rex winning that shit. Clearly.
The first time, I thought Math's third round
was the best round of the whole goddamn battle. His third round was the best. His man's on his Timbs, all that shit there. Like, his third round was the best round of that battle. Now, does that make him win because he had the best round? No, maybe not. But that round.
Which one? Math's third round.
Naked in the bed with your mom's in the living room shit Rex was talking about. That shit was a high.
Rex was snapping. And Ice was fucking smiling.
Ice was clowning Rex. And he was standing behind him and shit. and Rex was laughing at this nigga. Like, bruh, niggas getting at you now.
Timbo, you know what's crazy about that battle that stuck out? You know, I need y'all to help me on this one. Because I don't want to get off subject, but just keep this in mind. Because you know how we talking, and something just rose up that I always wanted to know. In that battle between Rex and Mav Hopper, Rex say this. He said, I just want to let y'all know it's supposed to be me he battling and not Mook. He say that before the battle even began. But when you see them battling each other, I just need to know one thing, if y'all know, because I don't know, and I always wanted to know this. What is the tension that Mav got against Mook? Why is it seem like he's so hostile towards that guy? What is the reason behind that, man?
Well, there's been rumblings. Okay, they had an incident, I guess, in the
No, go ahead. You probably know more about this than I do.
You heard rumblings. No one's ever really came out and said, but you've heard niggas talk about it here and there, but they didn't go in depth. When I guess Mass and Mook peoples, I guess they got some altercation at a store or some shit. So there's always been tension there. I don't think it's serious now. Let me ask you a question.
I don't mean to cut you off, Dre. Now, the rumbling in the store, did that happen before the pistol whipping allegation or after?
I don't remember right now, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't want to give a false information. I don't remember the time of events and shit, how that went. I don't remember and shit. Tell me, you remember that shit? Because I don't remember.
I remember because they talked about it in the battles. You say what, Timbo?
I remember that. I remember those.
Because they talked about them in the battles.
Because when Mook was
going against Ironside, remember he said, you want to know what happened to Mav? They said he got hit with so many racks, he came out with a different outfit on. Mav was rapping against somebody else, like, you play with this, but I almost caused a homicide over battle rap. You know what I'm saying? And I just got through recapping the Calico K-Shine battle because the fans then wanted me to recap that to see who really won. So in that battle
from Calico,
right. Yeah. He say that. He like the only reason why he got that label deal because they felt sorry about them 12 staples. But when you look at the history of that, all through their battles, and Mav is always coming at Mook, and Mook is all. I just wanted to know what was the history behind that. That's why, another thing I just wanted to like speak about. Like, if you had a fantasy battle, what would that fantasy battle be? And that's one of those battles I want to see. I believe it's just so much personals in that. I just want to hear it.
I wanted to see that at one particular time. Truth, I ain't gonna lie to you, Math and we'll get it in years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of lost that steam and that flavor right now because we're both of them at right now. Like Math is my guy, but Math. You know, he's kind of been shaky, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if Master Mook would be. I need Mook to battle one of these young gunners, man, one of these young savages.
Right.
I don't really want to see Mook battle dudes that they have class already. I don't want to see Mook Math.
Right.
Mook Verb, I got a problem with. Mook and Verb.
Yeah, I love to see that.
I'd love to see that.
I'd rather see him and Mook than him and Lux. I'd rather see Mook and Verb than Mook than Lux. Because, see, that's another thing. They clearly went left on that because it was already built up for Verb and Mook. I don't even know how the Lux thing even came in the equation. But at first, out the gate, it was Verb and Mook. That was the battle that everybody wanted to see. Now, for some reason, that's been shifted to the point where now it's on Lux. Probably because Mook wanted that 100K, and maybe it was more reasonable that the Verb and Lux happened before the Mook did.
And to piggyback on what you're saying also, you got to add in also the third rounds that Lux had against Calico and the third round that Verb had against Hitman.
Right.
People try to say that
right.
Lux's
yeah.
third round, he kind of took some stuff. He took the same angle that Verb might have took against Hitman. You know what I mean?
Say
and then
that.
You throw in the time when Lux did his unheard second verse on his after Summer Madness 2 when he was like, if it wasn't for me, Verb would still be working in the flea market. So it's always been. And then you throw in also when they were in the corner in Harlem, going back and forth when they had
the conversation. Yeah, that was that Gnome 5. Yeah,
right.
when they did that. Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
the storyline's kind of more built up, to my opinion, for Verb and Lux than a Verb and a Mook.
But which one would you rather see? Which one would
me
you
personally,
rather see?
Me personally, I was screaming. Like, me and Tim were doing some shit last year. When we was talking about Verb clips or Verb and Lux, and me and Tim was already screaming Verb and Lux before Clips and Lux battle. So I was screaming Verb and Lux a year and some change ago before these niggas decided to battle. For me,
you know,
I got Verb and Lux. What you got, Timbo?
I agree. If there was, like, a lot of footage and, you know, something really, really building that hype for Verb and Mook, but right now, like, they've already gotten into it. You know, what did Lux say? He was like, I elevated you to this shit, so pay homage to me.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see that shit go down. Them good words that make a battle happen.
Now,
you know, they were selling that fight.
If this was 2010, when it was Young Calico and all that there, when they used to beef and shit, like when Smack, before he got the beard and shit, it was Small Room, Hitman Cortez era, Calico around that time there, when Calico killed Newborn.
Doing Midwest Movement.
Right. I think Verb
and
Mook. That was the best opportunity for that to go down. I would have loved for it to happen that time. You know what I'm saying? Not saying it.
Not saying
if a trailer came out tomorrow, Truth and Timbo, that Verb and Mook going to drop on Summer Madness, I wouldn't be hyped. I damn sure be hyped. But to answer your question, y'all, Verb and Lux and me.
So let me ask you another question. Why did he turn that? Did you see the footage when Verb is asking to challenge Mook for the 20 racks?
Yes.
Was that really legit, or was that just talk? Was that really legit, or was that just talking on the internet?
I think it's both. I think it's a mixture of both, because remember now, we have footage to see them going back and forth. And then, listen, we've always said, Battle Rap fans have always put the blame on Mook and Lux for the asking price. Mook was the first nigga talking about pricing, really, in Battle Rap.
Right.
So once niggas started hearing Mook how much he wanted, niggas are like, what, bro? You're not even in a culture heavy like that, bro. You're not even in this era, and you asking for that much. So it's probably tongue in cheek. Niggas probably be lying about what they get into. On top of that, you know what I'm saying? And adding that, Mook is about his bread. Me and Timo have interviewed this cat numerous. He's about one thing about that dude. He's just about his bread. You know
he's
what I'm saying? Do I get mad at him for not battling?
Nobody.
I do get mad at him.
He doesn't care what league you are. There is no discounts to anybody from Mook. Straight up.
Yeah. Deadass.
It is the same across the board. So you got to respect that in some way. Where it's like, yeah, you
I
know,
don't.
Like, I'm charging
I do and I don't,
Timbo.
I do and I don't. I do and
I don't.
Don't.
Either.
I'm going to tell you why I don't first. And the matter of fact, you can jump in right after me if you want to, brother. Here's the problem I have, Timbo. You should know this, because me, you, and Mook have had numerous conversations. I understand you want to get paid, but what have you done in this last couple of years to ask for the one in price that you want? Because you feel that because you were here first, that's cool, my nigga. But if we're talking about the last battles that you've had since Iron Solomon, you might have beat niggas, but nobody's clicking to watch Iron Solomon murder Mook. Nobody's clicking to watch Herb, Lux and Mook Part 2. And to me, Mook won those battles, but was they worth the money he's asking for? There's rhymes equivalent to the money's asking for, I got to say negative.
They took the views off them things, man, because the dislikes was on there so much, man. You look at it now, you can't even see the like or dislikes on it. They removed it off of it, man, because it was so garbage. You know what I'm saying?
It was bad.
And you know that's horrible. But you know what's crazy though, when you say that, like, about his business ethics, I don't. Here's my thing: if Verb asks you to battle him for 20 racks years before you battle Solomon for 20 racks, why would you accept the Solomon battle for the 20 racks but deny Verb for the 20 racks years before that? Why would you
do that? I can answer that.
What was the purpose
of
that?
I think my opinion on that. At that time, now, Iron Solomon was, that boy was scorching fire, and Iron Solomon been calling out Murder Mook and shit. You feel me? And at that time, to be fair now, Iron Solomon was in a higher pecking order than Verb. He'd been battling longer than before Verb that we knew A Verb and shit. I knew about Iron Solomon before I knew about A Verb. So I get why Mook would want to battle Iron Solomon compared to a Verb. And you could look on the flip side also, he probably felt the angles he was going to take, Iron Solomon couldn't beat that at that time. Battling Verb might have been dangerous at that time also, so to play pros and cons on both sides why he didn't battle Verb, in my opinion.
Here's the thing with Mook, though. You know, Mook has been on the show explaining, look, I was here before we were getting paid. I got classics out before we were getting paid. I got Jay Mills. I got Lux. You know, I have these ones that paved the way for this shit that, you know, before we got paid for. We just showed up and battled. Mm-hmm. And look where that took the culture today. You know what I mean? So maybe Mook is looking for some sort of back pay of what he thinks he's owed. But I feel like not stepping down on prices compared to leagues shows a little bit like, yo, I'm not going to King of the Dot for 50 and charging Smack 100. You get what I'm saying? Because that would be fucked up.
Which is stupid.
We started with Smack.
That's stupid, though.
Yeah, that's what exactly. I think that was
that's
stupid.
Foolish. That's stupid,
yeah.
Foolish. And that's what I'm saying. Where I go ahead. I get what he's saying, but as a businessman, that.
Yeah.
But that wasn't smart at all, because now the money ain't available at all. Basically, if you look at what battle rap is going now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you
go
right.
Ahead,
so
Simba.
Mook fucked it up, in a sense, because of Summer Madness 2. I got 25K. He fucked it up by really exposing the money part, and now that's what battle rappers care about. I agree with you on that, because he did do that. He's the one that started talking about all this money. And what I also think fucked it up was Total Slaughter, that Mook and Lux part two. What was Lux asking for? Lux was asking for like 80. Did he get? He got something like 80 for battling Hollow. You know what I mean?
I think it was 40.
Stupid.
Yeah, it
no,
was, yeah,
because
his manager came on
that
talking about.
He got a, was that similar? He got a percentage of like that pay per view or something like that. So then Mook is like, "Well, I just killed this dude, so I'm definitely getting fucking more than that." Like, no question. But that wasn't even a proper setting. You know, we all agree that, like, that wasn't even a battle rap setting. That was an industry setting.
Right.
You know, so it's different.
Right.
That whole crowd.
It was
but
horrible.
I think that fucked it up, too. I think that really fucked it up, because he's like, yo, I just 3-0'd this man that's been asking for 40, 50, 70, 60, 70, 80, whatever it is. I just 3-0'd him. Pay me more than you're paying him. No question.
Yeah, but like you said, it's coming from two different venues. It's not a battle rap setting. Eminem was behind that. So you can't ask Smack to put up Eminem money. That ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Eminem could take a hit like that and won't even see the difference of it. But I don't think Smack Mike could take a hit like that. But that's what goes back to saying how you got to be careful what you're saying out of your mouth, Smack, if you're telling people I'm rich. And they go, okay, this ain't going to hurt you then. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But when you look at the overall thing of it, I just see, like, when Mook, look, I don't get this. Like I said, you asking for 100K, but you know you can get 50. Why do you let that pass when it's only rap? You only rapping. You only tearing down somebody. No big deal. You a street dude from the streets. It ain't like you a millionaire. So if you know you were, this is what I was saying. I'm just saying for me. If I was in that situation, okay, It don't look. You ain't gonna give me the 100, but I know I'm guaranteed 50. I would have signed the contract with Smack and still got it. I would have said, check this out. You know I'm the biggest name in battle rap. Everybody want to see me rap. They don't think I could beat these top dudes. So this is what I'm gonna do for you. I'm gonna sign a deal with you. I'm gonna give you a 3 or 5 battle deal with you on your Smack. 50 racks a battle. Put it on paper. He was going to rock with that because all he got to do is pay him every battle he throw. You know what I'm saying? He the biggest name at that moment. You're going to get that 100 anyway. And I wouldn't only did it to him. I would have did it to KOTD too. I would have told them because they got their own stars. I go up against your past days and all them. Give me a three deal battle with you. Man, they all would have honored that. But once it's signed on paper, they couldn't take it back. But now guess what? You can't even get that no more because it ain't no more money available for you to get it like that. So you just got you just cheated yourself out of $1 million because he could have got 50 easy. He could have got 50 easy.
You got to add in there also. I think Mook and he won't admit it, but there's a phobia in the sense of him losing. So he knows if he loses tomorrow. Remember now, this is a guy you said you can't. You got to put yourself in Mook's shoes. You can make the argument that Mook has not lost a round since Sirius Jones, probably. Since he's battled Young Hot, Iron Solomon, Lux. Some people make the argument he's not lost a round. Mm-hmm. So to have that, you know, on your resume, you don't want to put a damp on that. You want to put a, you know what I'm saying? So he's looking at if Surf beats Murder Mook tomorrow, Surf is already popular, but the battle rap world, it goes crazy. That's going to be talked about for a long time. So I think that's why he's – I'm not co-signing it. I'm just putting myself how we've interviewed Mook and how he's come off to us. You beat him.
Man.
You're on Oprah tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
He did. He 11-0 in rounds, but only 3 of them was good. The one he did against Young Hot, that's the only one was good. The other stuff he did against Lux was horrible, and what he did against Iron Solomon was horrible.
Right.
So when you're saying he 11-0 – and look, I could be 11-0 right now. I'm going to pick 3 people I want to go against that's garbage, and he go 11-0. He go 11-0 rounds. Anybody could have beat them dudes with them rounds that they were saying. Did you hear what Young Hot was saying? I'm popping my mama. You want Hot? Did he get to argue with the crowd? Like, dude, what are you talking about? And then with Lux, I don't know what Lux was on. That right there, I don't get that at all. That had to be the worst Lux ever recorded on footage that we have, and I don't get that at all. That made no sense to me. Maybe because they stripped Lux of his power, because, you know, he used to come in a ring with 20, 30 people, and now he has to be by himself, so he probably felt naked, like. But it still don't take away what he had to write. He actually wrote for it, so it don't even really matter. It ain't like he rapped right then on the spot. So he came in there with what he wrote with, and I don't see how he come up with that. Especially you around all them friends, you would figure I'd have said that rap to my guys, and they would have been like, "Nah, that ain't good enough, bro." You know what I'm saying? But that was horrible. You agree to that? Did you like what Lux did in that Total Flawless?
No, not at all. I didn't like that shit at all.
No round at all, did you?
No, I didn't like none of his material like that.
Let me ask you a question.
It wasn't terrible. Okay. It just didn't hit hard on me. It wasn't like, oh, shit. Like, oof. Like, you know what I'm saying? When he said, like, the shit against Hollow, like, the shit he did against Hollow and Calico, I felt that shit in my chest. Pause.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Priceless. So what do you think about Mook? What do you think about Mook part in that battle? Did you like what he was saying?
Not really, but he just had better shit than Lux.
You had to choose between a bad battle.
Yeah.
Like, man, this was horrible. And that's why, again, it goes back to what I'm saying. You 11-0 by – yeah, if you're going to say that, yeah, I'm 11-0, I ain't lose a round. Man, come on, stop it. Iron Solomon, 5 rounds of garbage. Lux, 3 rounds of garbage. That's 8-0 rounds that anybody in battle rap on the URL could have beat. Who couldn't have beat none of that stuff they were saying? Come on, man. I just don't – I mean, I'm not so easy to just throw out trophies and titles. You got to earn that, because remember what I told you before, you taking away from the people that's actually here putting in work. What you think about that though, bro?
I agree with that, brother, but you got to look at it though, man, on a business aspect of it. If Mook battles Surf tomorrow and Twiz drops a trailer for that shit, my dude, like, we're going to be going crazy over this. The 3 of us, like us and everybody else, they're going to be going fucking crazy.
But do we want to see Surf and Mook now, when Surf probably arguably on the 5-game losing streak. Do we want
we gotta
to
wait
see
for
that
the
T-top
battle. We got to wait for the T-top
right.
battle. But I still wouldn't mind seeing Surf and Mook because I think it will
just
force
because it's a young
Surf,
gunner.
That and it'll force Surf that he's going to have to come correct. He's going to have to sit down, get off Twitter, lock himself in the dungeon, no haircut, bed for like not shaving for like a month, and focus on Murder Mook. Everywhere he goes, niggas gonna ask him, yo, what's good with Mook? He's cool with Joe Budden. I'm pretty sure Joe Budden gonna be like, bro, nigga, this the biggest battle of your motherfucking career, bro. All that slick talking you be doing with Dre and Timbo, that's cool, my nigga, but you gonna have to really come correct. And to be fair, we didn't see the battle, but niggas were saying Surf wasn't that bad against T-Top.
I don't think he bad. Look, you know what's crazy? I picked Surf in that battle 3-0. There was no way T-Top should have even been close to
I disagree
to
with that.
Okay, let me just tell you why.
All
see,
right.
Here's my thing. I be dissecting a lot of battles, man. I'm one of them. Okay. We from the school of hard knocks. Well, we didn't sing class. See how we can go back and do battle rap and see when they was going up against each other drawing blood. I don't see that from T-Top drawing blood like that. I don't see him lyrically an assassin like I don't. I see he hit and say something good here and there, but he's not consistent, solid like what you know these guys bring to the table. You get what I'm saying?
I disagree with the consistency because to my opinion, everybody T-Top's battle since he's been on URL from City Towers from UFF, I mean, you go back to UFF, look at Jadakiss, Styles, P, all these guys, Young Buck, all these kid, all these guys are looking like, Jesus, Lord, do you hear what this young boy is saying? This not on a beat, it's a cappella. I gotta give T-Top his props. He's hanging there with Charlie Clips, hanging there with Shotgun Shook. Like, even if you think he win or lost, you're not going to kill T-Top. I just don't think no one's going to kill him.
Okay, but you know what's crazy about that? But the people you name and he hanging in there with people who we already was to the point where we were ready to give up on. Like, again,
except
he go up against Cliff.
Except Shotgun Shook.
No. Because at that time, Shotgun Shook still hadn't proved himself yet. They weren't ready for him to be accepted now.
That's when people started screaming Shook, though. People just started screaming Shook.
Okay, what year did that take place in? What year did that take place in? When T-Top went up against
Shook? 2015? 2014? 14 or
15? Probably 14. Wasn't it 14? It wasn't 15, because it's 16 now.
Yeah, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Okay, now this is what I'm saying. Shook still wasn't really at that point where he is now, where like people are like, okay, we rocking with him.
But
because
it started
when
somewhere,
he went up
battle,
again,
it had to start somewhere. It had to be a particular battle. All right, prime example. Hold on. Prime example, I think when Tay Rock started taking off is when he beat Cortez,
okay.
In my opinion.
When Tay Rock beat Cortez? That's
yeah,
when
that's
he
what
started
I thought.
Taking
I think
off?
Tay Rock started taking off.
Okay. Okay.
Shook now, I thought when he beat Saga is when people are like, okay, it's a little different than Shook. You know, the bully shit
and
was
some people
there.
Got him losing that.
Yeah,
you know,
I know
a lot
he
of
was
people got him
though.
Losing
he
that shit.
Still shocked. He
yeah,
still
he was good. I actually had him winning. I
he
actually
had
him winning. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had him winning clear. Not clear, but in my opinion, I had him winning round one and round two. I thought he clearly lost round three. I think Saga just went off in the third round. You know, Saga looked more comfortable in that third round and shit. You know what I'm saying? But
he looked uncomfortable through the whole battle to me.
Who?
Saga.
Two rounds, I think. Not his third round, though, true. His third round was flames, oh, my God. Come on.
I'm saying uncomfortable. I'm saying uncomfortable. He looked uncomfortable. When you said, I thought he looked uncomfortable to me through the whole battle because
yeah,
he got out of character. Yeah, he got out of character real bad because, again, he's supposed to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise to him. But when you see that battle, Suge rubbed him the wrong way. He started, like, trying to act tough up against him and trying to step up in his face while he rapping.
That third round,
like,
I thought Saga played that card real well. We had Suge looked uncomfortable in that third round. All right, bro. I thought Suge gave the third round. But hold on. Let me key out my five right quick. Because I forgot I was doing my five in there right quick. Right. This is not in the order. I'm just throwing names out. But these are the guys that I rock with heavy.
Right now? Or
right now.
Okay.
I might have one or two cats that's been here for a while. First cat, Hitman Holla.
He ain't rapped yet.
I'm just going off him being consistent. One of the best top three.
You cheating,
bro.
You cheating.
How?
You
top
cheating.
Three performance.
He
right
did nothing.
Hitman
Holla. You just said right now.
Well, he's still battling, though. He's not an asterisk on his name. He's going to battle, my dude. Trust me. He's going to battle in 2017.
He ain't battled, man.
He's going to battle today. This is the first year he took off. He took a chill pill, and that's all right,
oh,
man.
Oh, he rapped
took...
last year? He rapped
last
year?
I didn't rap last year, but let's be real. Hitman Holla, you see him with his name on a trailer, on a card. That boy sells tickets. That
oh, yeah,
boy
he going to go. He going to go.
That boy shakes rooms.
Oh,
before
yeah,
niggas
definitely.
Talking about shaking rooms, Hitman Holla was shaking
definitely.
Small rooms, too. You feel
definitely.
Me?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Top three live performer ever in battle rap to me is Hitman Holla. I don't even think that's
definitely.
Debatable. Him, Shine,
definitely.
And Clean Paper are one of my three favorites. That's the performance thing. Another cat, Tay Rock. I just think in a day and age where people are saying who's the logo of URL, Mook says he's the logo, I guess, of Jerry West. Well, I think right now when you think of URL, you think of Tay Rock.
Yeah, you run it.
I agree.
Yeah. Consistency is there. Timbo said earlier also, and I agree with Timbo said, the gas station sometimes can be there with Rock. He's the only nigga that can get away with the nanny and spelling calendar wrong, and niggas let him slide.
Yeah.
<I'm impressed. laughs> But Rock is that dude. I'm going front. When I see Tay Rock, it's just... I go crazy when this nigga battling and shit. Another guy. I'm throwing this guy in there because of his pen game. Niggas will say he's boring, and truth be told, when Charlie Clip started running with the scheme shit, he gets away with that scheme shit. But Chilla Jones was one of the originators of the schemes, really brought it to battle rap. Had a classic with JC. I think Chilla's consistent with his pen. I'm going Chilla Jones on pen game alone. I respect Chilla Jones pen game.
Right.
Another cat. I'm throwing in Av. Yes, Av. I'm throwing Av in my list.
Right now?
Yes. I'm not prisoner of the moment. I'm going around in an era battle rap where niggas do not be coming with rounds and niggas be on some bullshit. This nigga has his last nine rounds have been phenomenal. From Nun to Mike P to Rum Nitty.
Yeah.
Whether you think Rum Nitty beat him or not, that's cool. That boy just comes to
no,
play.
No, he did. I ain't got him beating him. I had
you
him winning 3-0.
You had Ab winning 3-0?
I got Ab winning 3-0. I recapped that battle, too. I had him winning 3-0.
Even
though it was a good battle. It was a good battle, but I had him winning 3-0 every round.
And truth be told, my dude, Tay Rock is my guy. Rock, the smartest thing you did was sign an Av because I'm going to tell you,
I hate
he was glad to see Av at one particular time.
Yeah, I hated that. I hated
another
that.
Cat,
they should be like NWA.
List, yes. Last cat on my list, Big K. I just think his punches are retarded. I think he's he could be an asshole. He blocked me on Twitter for reasons I don't even know. But I still fuck with him. I still think that he's consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you watch Big K, I don't think, whether you think he win or lost again, that's one thing. But he shows up. He had a time when he had a choking thing going on. But him and Illmac is a fucking classic. You know what I'm saying? He just comes to show up, man. So I got Big K in there. And honorable mention there, I got around my young boy Chess. That little nigga is 18 years old, and his future is bright. And that's my list.
Okay, hold on. Now, let me give you my five, because I got to give you my five for today. I got Tay Rock. I got JC. I got Big K. Now, another thing, when you mention Av, one thing that stuck out that I can't debate you on this, because some people you know going to be around. You know what I'm saying? You get what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell because it's so, like Tay Rock, he's not going nowhere. They too consistent. They too and Run Mitty. They not going nowhere. They are too consistent. They too heavy for them to fall off. Like you see some people fall off, you can't see that happening for them for a long time. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
when you say Av,
yep.
he'll be around. He'll
yep.
be around. So I understand that. So, yeah, I got – when you say that, that just enlightened me. So, yeah, I got Tay Rock, JC, Big K. Excuse me. Right now I'm doing. I ain't doing my greatest of all time.
Right,
I'm doing
right,
right now. So I got my Tay Rock, JC, Big K. I got Suge up there too, man. And I got Suge up there. And for my fifth one – yeah, because, see, Suge is consistent too. You know what I'm saying? Suge is consistent, and I like he is, bro, and I like his aggression. And if you listen to him, Suge be getting off though, man.
I like Suge when it wasn't cool to like Suge. I used to get chastised for liking Suge, and this way he's
right.
down in Hollywood and heartless in these cats. You feel me? So I used to get chastised for saying I rock with Suge, but I understand. I just think Suge sometimes will give you two, he'll give you one good round, a second round, and third round is like he's just going through the motions and shit. Sometimes.
Man, I take Suge over Chilla Jones any day, brother. So if you're going to say Ugg to Suge, then you. Hey, man. Hey, bro. You almost got shot through the phone saying Chilla Jones. For real.
Shotgun Suge or Chilla Jones, Chibo? Who are you cooking on to watch?
Right now? Right now?
Yeah.
Right now? If both of their battles drop, I'm going to Suge. I'm going to be dead honest with you.
Exactly. Look, you hurt yourself. You hurt yourself, Dre, when you said why.
Not at all.
Because
Suge got a class
fight. Yes, you did. Okay, no. Because one thing, see, you know what would be so cold? We have to do this one day, bro. We have to talk about what hurt a lot of battle rappers because they need to know this. One thing
we're talking about that shit for like a year and a half. Go ahead.
Oh man, you should have been done that. That's a good topic. That's one we got to do that real quick before somebody try to steal it too. But let me tell
Timbo,
you
go ahead, set
brother.
That off, Timbo, because you said it was been on your mind for the longest about shit like this.
Oh,
wait,
they have to know
about?
That. What hurt a lot of battle rappers personally, and they you know how like we saying Chilla Jones, he got bars. But his performance is horrible on
okay,
that.
Okay, Chilla Jones. We can do this game right here. I like this. All right, Chilla Jones. Pen game dope, and you're saying performance is terrible?
Horrible on that stage.
I think he got better,
horrible
though.
Both.
I think he got better, though.
Oh,
definitely
got better.
It
was bad for a while.
It was.
Yes, it was.
But let's
be real,
though.
He
had
a
great battle.
He popped on the scene when he battled with Cash Egan, right? That's when we knew Chilla. And when he came into the game, we never heard niggas scheme like that. We're like, yo, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Now, he's drawing it out. He got crazy, but he slowed down the long-ass drawn scheme that he did against DNA and Summer Madness and shit. I can't take that shit. Oh, my God, my nigga. That was just too much scheming for me.
People don't talk about this battle enough, though. Chilla Jones versus M. City.
Yo,
M.
son, you're not even bullshitting to a good
battle.
Fucking call, bro.
When Chilla said this 4-5 is like a tour guide, I'll show you around city. Man,
Chilla Peg game is
that
nasty, though, true. Come on, bro.
Look, that's not my argument. My argument had nothing to do with the bars, but I'm talking about how he performed on stage. Okay, let me ask you a question. If Tay Rock said that same exact line that Chilla said, what would have been the difference? Exactly. See, Chilla Jones and B-Magic always had, look, them two remind me, they twins.
Too, though. Chilla and B-Magic, but yeah.
But you know what's crazy about them too? You could tell when you watch them. They seem like they scared to get in people's faces, man. They have this thing where they like to stay a little distance a little bit, and how like when they saying they bars, we know they got wordplay, but they performance and animation, they don't have that,
though,
man,
true.
And it hurts
that's
them.
Petty, though. That's not being
no,
petty.
No, that means a lot. That means a lot. Okay, like, I'm going to give you an example. You see how, like, when you see how when Rex and them be snapping, then he take his hat and then he slam it down. You know,
sometimes
people get fired up
for no
that.
Goddamn reason. It don't be make, you don't even be saying nothing to me sometimes.
Yes, he do, man.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Rex be on some bullshit.
Rex
be
on some snapping.
Bullshit, man.
Oh, man, bro. I don't see how you see that, man.
Let's throw some other names in there. Let's throw some guys that nobody really talked about. Let's talk about Disaster. what hurts him and what helps him. He's horrible?
No, no. I'm going to tell you what hurt him. This hurt him a lot, too. He has this thing that when he rap, he get too overexcited to the point where he be out of control. Sort of remind me of when Russell Westbrook is on the court. You know, if he just calmed down, he just got the rush all the way through. Like when he was going up against officials, he all in official thing like dude, calm down. What is wrong with you, man? Right, but that messes him up. And that, look, that's the same thing messed him up when he went up against Rex at URL. Why, instead of just having poise on stage, letting your bars be projected and delivering it to make it – see, that makes it – that's why they better. That's why all the top tier better. They got that locked down. They got that part of the game locked down.
Hold on, let me cut you off. Are you saying that this is not a top tier?
No, he's not.
What?
Not to me.
Truth. You don't talk blasphemy.
Okay, here's my question. Why do he drop the ball all the time against big people? Why do he drop the ball every time against big people?
But to say Disaster is not a top-tier battle rapper, yo, truth be told, listen, man, I got to be disloyal for a second here now. Now, Diz has had a classic with DNA. Classic.
DNA?
I said that numerous
really?
Times.
DNA?
Yeah,
DNA? Really?
That wasn't a classic.
But all I'm saying, if we're talking about DNA, brother.
What are you saying? What are you saying? We'll get to DNA in a second. Before we let that loose track, we'll get on DNA next, in fact. We'll throw DNA next. Disaster has a lot of battles on his motherfucking belt, bro. That got
to But he lose to the big dogs. He lose to the killers. He lose to the killers every time. Bird. Whacked them, Rex, whacked them, Arsenal, whacked them. Them killers, man, he didn't stand a chance against them.
Why
them
would
killers,
he stand
man.
A chance now? They,
he didn't
let's
stand
be real,
a chance.
He battled killers. All right, let's be real. He has battled killers. But the same
man,
not,
Cassidy,
not here.
Man,
he's the face of King of the Dot. He's the face.
Cassidy beat, look, right. He's the face of King of the Dot. That's like a lesser league, bro.
That's
like a lesser
two.
League when it comes.
Oh, that's number two. And
okay,
that's
right. It's right, but look. But that's sort of like saying this. Look, no disrespect to them because you just got to play the game with what you got available to you. You can't knock them for what's left of them, and that's again why I told you why I don't like what Smack is doing. I don't like the fact that people are on contracts because if there was no contracts, these brothers would be everywhere, everywhere, and it wouldn't be these are Smack rappers. These are
Disaster's resume. If we sit here and look at the people Disaster has stepped in that ring with, bro, I got to tip my hat to him, man.
But he loses against the URL people. That's what I'm saying. He's losing against the top dogs, and that's where it counts at. You can't say you beating everybody else but not beating the ones that's actually the champion.
You're talking about a 2-1 loss probably or a 2-1 edge.
No. He didn't win a round. Bro, he didn't win a round against Rex at all. He got – total slaughtered
URL. Rex wasn't saying nothing crazy in that battle either, though, but to be fair now, Rex really crazy against Disaster?
Yes, he did. He said he think he had some. I give his hand some. You better go back and listen to what that dude said.
Hey, we're talking about commonly now. Disaster has better battles right now than Rex T-Rex. Right now.
I'm telling you this. You can pull up Disaster, hottest footage, and I guarantee you it won't compare to T-Rex.
Before the punch, Master Disaster was a good battle before they got into that fisticuffs. Would you agree?
He was losing that battle. Disaster lost that battle. Mav beat him.
I think we understand something. This is how I look at shit. You could lose a battle, but still be good, still have good material.
Do you know why he swung off and hit Mav, bro? Do you know why he really did that?
I just think my personal opinion that was orchestrated, that was what happened before the battle. I'm here at the crib. You testing me? No one's ever done this to you. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
I don't think it was the setup. Okay, I'm going to tell you why I don't think it was a setup, though. And this why, Dre. I watched that Total Slaughter whole thing. Did you watch it? Did you see what Matt? Did
we
you
had,
see
we
what
had
Matt
cats
touched
on?
Joel
Ortiz, Joe Budden.
Okay,
so all those cats.
Okay, now watch this though. But did you see how disaster was in that on that show when it
was
on?
He was going through shit. He said he was going through
no,
shit.
Right. But see, and this is what I mean by you got the peak game on what was taking place, because he's sitting there in the room with them. All of them in there looking at him like he's some type of corny dude because of what he's doing. Math opened up that whole bottle on that. Dude
but yo,
sitting
but
on the show.
But you hold on.
Go ahead.
Again, to add in that he made a total slaughter to have that on your resume for Eminem, Royce the Five, Joe Budden, all these cats to pick you to be in a room with these niggas. You, that mm-hmm. right there, he made top tier. Off that alone, he's top tier. Off that alone, what you saying? I got to put this ass
see,
top tier. Got to.
Can I tell you why I don't agree to that? Because
what?
I understand business. I know exactly why he did that. They wanted to make money off that show. So what you do, you take dude from the West Coast, you get mm-hmm. Bird from the Midwest, and you got
yeah,
them from the East. So you lock. So you locking down the region. It ain't
agreed.
That they picked out. Right.
But
so it was a business
now,
move.
To the argument, when you think of the West Coast now, who you thinking of?
Okay. It ain't really too many people in the West. So you had to go with him. Because that's
still,
what I'm trying to tell
regardless
you.
Regardless, if that's the case, you still have to go with disaster. When you go West Coast, you know, all right, I'm picking a West Coast cat. I'm picking Diz.
And Daylight. Because that's why both of them were on the show.
East Coast, West Coast, and a West Coast nigga, I'm picking Diz.
They took two West Coast, two Midwest, and two East Coast. They
and
took
I'm picking
Daylight.
Diz on Daylight. I'm taking, and that's a popular thing. I don't give a fuck who catch feelings when I say this in the comments. I'm taking Diz over Daylight.
I take a Diz over Daylight because he's more trustworthy. But if I have a Daylight, I can trust that I know he's gonna perform. I'll rock with him over Disaster any day. But stability wise, I'm taking Diz. But if it's a Daylight that can be trusted, I got to ride with Daylight. I got to ride with Daylight. And you saw that actually when they went against each other on Total Slaughter. Daylight beat him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he didn't wipe them. Disaster was hanging in there, but this is what I'm trying to tell you about Disaster. Mm-hmm. He right. Look, Disaster remind me of this. You got the NBA league, then you got the international league. That's mm-hmm. what he's the champion of. He's the champion of the international league. But every time he step in that NBA, they put hands on dude, man, and it don't even be debatable.
We can't sweep under the rug. In 2016, he has a top five battle under his belt. Him and Iron Solomon is a classic, bro. It's a classic.
Iron Solomon is in the international league. Iron Solomon can't have again. Look, that's why.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
To
be honest, Iron Solomon battled New York niggas for years. He's been battling street dudes for years, bro.
But he can't handle these dudes. He can't handle these new dudes. He can't. You think Iron Solomon stand a chance against JC and them? They'll murder that dude, man.
I don't
even be close.
I don't think. Be Magic didn't murder him.
Yeah, he's gonna stand a chance with JC and them.
Iron Solomon.
You think Iron Solomon can stand in the ring with JC? He gonna get picked apart.
He's gonna get picked apart. Whether I think JC gonna win, that's cool. But I don't think he's gonna get killed.
Hey, Dre, yeah. Iron Solomon gonna get killed and killed with the stirrup.
I disagree, but I hear you. I disagree. All right, let's go to DNA right quick. You taking shots at DNA.
Wait, Dre, because I ain't bring this one home. Do you know why Disaster swung off on Matt?
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
When you watch that Total Slaughter thing, look at Disaster in the room sitting there literally singing R&B songs with all his heart out to them, like he putting on the show in front of them. Watch them guys' faces as they looking at him. You know how like some people want to try out for a record label, right? They not good, but they think they good because people told them they good.
True. Hold on, man. You got to remember when Matt battled Disaster, King of the Dot, Matt had one of the lyrics when he said, "You were in the crib and Total Slaughter acting like you want to kill yourself." Now, that just tells me you had some mental things going on with you. So I'm going to give Disaster no excuse. But if you're going through mental shit, like, maybe you shouldn't have been there. Maybe you should have said, like, ah, this is not for me. I'm not in the right place right now mentally, you know what I'm saying? For y'all to see me in the state that I'm in. Well, niggas go through shit, you know what I'm saying? So I can't get on him. Going through shit. I can't really get on him because of that. But
I'm proving the point of why he's – but I'm telling you that's exactly why he swung off on Mav when we were talking about who won that battle. Mav was killing him in that battle and got so personal that it hurt his feelings. Because everything Mav was saying was the truth. It wasn't a setup that Disaster them didn't set Mav up to get beat up in California. Because if Disaster win that battle like he believed he would have, that never happens. He hit and swing off on Mav because Mav hit him so hard in that third round of what happened. His feelings was hurt. He was emotional.
Right.
He exposed him.
If you watch that show,
like I did, I watched that whole entire show. I saw exactly what he was talking about, and he was saying he wanted to kill himself. He like, man, this is all I had, man. I don't got nothing else. If I ain't got this, I ain't got. When he lost to Daylight and so-called had to what, leave or something or watch, he like, man,
all
I can't go back. I ain't got nothing. So when
Come on, let me ask you a question.
That,
Disaster top 10 or not?
What?
Is Disaster top 10 or not?
Absolutely.
That's his favorite battle.
That's
not his favorite battle. Trust me. That's not his favorite battle.
Okay. I got to ask Timbo a question because when you listen to Timbo, how he speaks, Timbo be talking about caustic, Illmatic, Disaster. Where do you live at?
Be Magic is favorite battle
okay,
rapper.
Let me tell you something.
All right.
Come on with
it. I've been to the equal amount of URL events that I have King of the Dot events. I'm located out here out west, but some of my favorite, if you were to stack up my favorite battles.
So you is out west, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Yes, it do, because
that
that's why you saying that stuff. Your best
so you're saying
that
I am a you're saying that I am a biased battle rap fan because I live out west. If you were to look at my
Go ahead.
Mount Rushmore because I have one LA dude that all of a sudden I'm biased. Or that.
No, I'm not saying that, but I can tell.
How can you tell?
Because when we be talking, the first, you always bring, like you said, caustic, Illmatic. And if you think about everybody that's in battle rap, out of everybody that's doing battle rap, do you think Illmatic and Caustic top 20? Do you think they're in top 20 ever?
Listen. We were talking verse battles, right? We were talking verse battles. So because I brought up his losses to Caustic and Illmatic, that's an issue.
Right.
Because
no, I don't care about that.
Well,
he lost that.
Well, then when else did I bring him up? When was the other time that I brought Caustic and Illmatic up? When?
You brought him up the first time we were talking on the air.
But we
only been
on
the air twice.
We was going over Reverb's resume, though, my G. We was going over Reverb's
resume.
Because they smashed Verb. So don't be biased towards Verb because he's a legend to you and in your Mount Rushmore.
I ain't biased towards him.
Anybody, because he battled some people out west, then that shit, you know, Timbo brings it up because he's out west. Hell no.
I didn't know where you were from, but when you mentioned certain names, and I'm just hearing like, okay, you said Caustic, okay, then he said Illmatic, then he said Disaster. I'm like, okay, this is starting to make sense. Is this, you know?
Nah,
man,
but
if you look at our channel,
we haven't even interviewed any of those guys. And not because we don't want to. We're going to
do
that some particular time.
Have you watched the Caustic battle?
With who, Bird?
No, have you watched?
Have
Caustic
I ever watched? You asking
first.
Me have I watched the? You asking me have I watched the Caustic battle? Period, right?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Are you saying with Verb? Period or with
Verb?
I'm
not saying with Verb. Period. Any battle?
Yes, I have. I actually saw him go up against Illmatic. I saw them go against each other.
What do you think
I'm not
of his battle?
I'm not a Caustic fan.
What do you think of his battle?
I don't look at him as being good because all he do is crack jokes. He rib and crack jokes. His battle just be about jokes. That's all he do. He don't really go bar heavy, but Illmaculate do. Illmaculate will come with some bars and lines. But the thing about him is, you can't. Okay, it's like this. Some people are like we finna talk about DNA. DNA is cold lyrically, but because his character is exposed as being a soft guy, you can't believe what he say. That's just how Illmaculate is. When Illmaculate, he can talk, but his character is so soft, you can't really feel what he's saying. It's sort of like Urkel saying, I got this 45, I'm finna blow your brains out.
He's not a gun bar dude, though. You know what I mean?
No, but do you get what I'm saying, though?
He'll put some clever shit together. But my whole thing is, like, just because I bring up a couple of people, then you say, oh, because he's from the West Coast, that's why he's bringing up those people. No, I feel like Illmac, again, also is a legend in this shit, too. Two-time WRC champ, brought this shit up from grind time, had classics with the Saurus, had a classic.
Against who, though?
Hollow. He had a classic with Hollow, but that was a grind time classic, though.
He had a classic with Hollow. He had a classic with Big K. Yo, are you saying
Let me ask you a question.
Before you go truth, a lot of them cats you probably talk to, even Verb and them niggas battle him. So the niggas that's battle him, the street dudes that's battle him, there's a respect.
Yeah, you do know he lost to Illmac, right? And he lost to Caustic, which was the reason that I brought it up in the first place.
Yeah, but we know he wasn't even taking them serious. Do they survive on a URL? Do Caustic or Illmac survive on a URL? Keep it real. Do you think if they go to the URL, they survive
probably
in any way?
No.
They ain't going to survive. They're going to get wiped out.
I'm not going to.
They're
going
to get wiped out.
You know why, why they probably not going to go? I think Illmac got a better chance than Caustic.
I agree with that.
I think Illmac.
Anything else?
That's true though. Sharon.
Look, this is what I'm saying. Disaster.
You not fuck with Sharon?
And Disaster is your best. Disaster is on your Mount Rushmore. He couldn't survive in URL at all. Every time he went there, they killed him. So this all I'm saying is, it's a different. I don't like to say this because I don't want to get surfing them no praise. When Surf be talking about, if it ain't on URL, it don't matter. Because I think every battle do matter. Now, whether they pump up for it or not, that's on them. But I hate the fact that it be like that sometimes. I honestly believe, and I just can't say this no more, you shouldn't cheat King of the Dot and them neither, man. If King of the Dot and them paid you money, man, come with your all, man. Don't take them lightly and take them.
Let me reverse this then.
Right, that's what I'm saying. For any league.
You're defending Verb for not taking them shit serious. You're defending Verb against Caustic.
No, I'm not. I'm actually getting on his case. I'm actually getting on his case. I'm not defending him. I'm getting on his case.
Oh, the reason Timbo's bringing those up on the West Coast.
I bring it up.
They say he got his ass kicked. LA.
But Timbo, listen. I bring it up because we know. Okay, you proving my point of what I'm saying. You not going against what I'm saying. You proving what I'm saying, thinking you going against me. Because listen, I said Verb and them didn't take it serious. Because when you talk about the Caustic battle, he was supposed to have been battling somebody else, but used those lines for somebody else and didn't write for Caustic at all. So he didn't take it serious.
If you don't take a person serious, I'm gonna get on a person that's not taking a person serious. That's on you.
Yeah, straight
right.
up.
Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you proving my point, Timbo. The point I'm proving was I don't think you don't. Why do you take them people? Here's my point. I was saying, you said I was defending Verb. I'm not, because I'm proving a point. I said he didn't take Caustic them for real, and I don't like to say that because I don't want to defend what Surf be saying, that if it ain't on URL, it don't matter. Because I believe you don't take nobody money without giving them people your all. And when he went up, and when Verb went up against Caustic, he did not write for him at all, because he was supposed to have been battling who was he supposed to have been battling? Thesaurus? Who was he supposed to really been battling? He used
those lines against somebody up there.
Well, whoever he was supposed to been battling, he used those lines for Caustic and didn't write for him at all and just accepted the check. You get what I'm saying? And when he went up against Illmaculate, he just completely choked in the third round and just was stuck. Like, they like, oh, is that it? He like, yeah, I'm done. Like, really?
I'm not the biggest Illmac fan, but I got a lot of respect for that dude, son.
He's intelligent.
Him and Big Cage, one of the best battles in 2014. I ain't gonna front. That shit was fire. Classic.
I don't think it's. Listen, is that just because I bring up some West Coast dudes, I don't think it's cool to say, oh, I get it why he's doing that because he's from the West Coast. I feel like if you ask a lot of these battle rappers from the East Coast, they say, yo, these guys over there are nasty. You look at Illmatic, crazy. I think they'll put Diz up there, crazy. They'll put some hitters at daylight, crazy. That's what
I don't. I don't look at them. See, this is what I'm saying. It's sort of like saying when you look at when again, I separate. See this always go back to what I say. Why I hate the fact that it's contracts and battle rap. I hate that because none of these artists should belong to any league at all. That shouldn't happen. You either pay for the battle or you don't. I hate the fact that now. See, when we want to talk about Lux and Zip, we got to say smack, rather than them just being free agents. You get what I'm saying? Free agents that can battle anywhere. But since they all the big names is on Smack, Smack is his whole brand by himself. So if it ain't Smack with all the leaders, it's like Smack get all the killers. If you a killer, they hear about you, they coming and get you. You're gonna get got and people gonna come to Smack stage. Ah, because here's the question that goes on. People don't take other battle league serious if it's not coming from Smack. Because
I got a problem.
I
got a problem with that because here's the thing. I don't like the fact that if it's you, I really don't come. I really don't like that because I want to watch good battles. I don't want niggas battle RBE, King of the Dots, Syndicate Cartel, Guerrilla Warfare, and be on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I feel that, yo, if you're going to battle somebody, yo, just show no matter what stage it is, man. Just do what you got to do. Fuck the bullshit, my niggas. I don't like niggas slacking off. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem I have. But you do need other leagues because, let's be real, your boy JC, who I fucks with heavy, he's battled RBE all the time. If there was no RBE, where would JC be at right now? You see what I'm saying? So you need these other leagues.
Right. And that's the point I'm proving. This the point exactly why I'm proving. See, and that's why when you saying King of the Dot and all that, I'm like, it's hard to say that because it's crazy. Remember we talked last time. I say once you start playing the snatch and grab game, now everybody's playing the snatch and game grab. So it's saying like, okay, Smack snatching up all the talent. So guess what that forced other leagues to do? Well, we got to snatch up ours then. We have to have some type of protection from Smack because if we ain't got these people on contract and Smack putting people on contract, we don't have nothing. But when he's putting them on contract, they can't go nowhere.
But truth, you're looking at it as a fan aspect only, and I get it. Maybe that's the only way you should look at it as a fan because we're just fans. But you have to also look at it on the business standpoint. I'm just playing devil's advocate for a second. You build somebody up on your league and they go somewhere else and they, like I said the other day, then you come back, you go to another league, you don't charge them what you charge in URL, the brand that you've been on having four or five battles on. You come back to Smack and give them some astronomical price that you want to battle on that channel that you didn't do to other people because why? We know they don't have the money. That's how the battle rappers are looking at it. You see what I'm saying? So I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying, but I just think that
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but you're building up the New Jersey Twerks. You're building up Chess. You're building up Steams. You're building up Dougie. All the new guys. Let's be real.
But how
niggas,
you building them up?
Trying
but
to
you...
slowly not get rid of the top tiers, but they're trying to build a new crop of dudes because when you got Hitman Holla asking for 30K, they know they don't got to pay Chess and them niggas that kind of bread. Justin Ab, niggas are saying, had the battle of the night on fucking Gnome 6. Everybody is saying this shit. And those are what?
Right.
Two young cats that Smack probably got to break bank to pay those guys. You feel me?
They two young cats who going to be underpaid because they ain't proven yet. Now, here's my point where I'm trying to this is exactly what I'm saying, Dre. It goes back to what I'm saying. I'm not speaking as a fan. I'm speaking as a person who understands business and know business.
Right.
The point where I was saying, when you say, like when we saying our Mount Rushmore, when you saying,
right.
Oh, disaster on Mount Rushmore, my thing is how when you see all the talent that's out here, when URL is monopolizing, they got all the top talent. That's why we said Can Immaculate or Caustic survive in the URL? Going up against the Avs, going up against the Rum Nitties, going up against the Tay Rocks, they get murdered. They get murdered. But because it's on Smack and it's not free where people is, it is not on these contracts. Like I said, this is battle rap. Battle rap always was supposed to been this.
It turned into a business. You're saying what?
Right, I know. But this is the point I'm proving. Right, it did turn into a business, which actually hurt the business because here's the thing I'm saying. When you got all the superstars, again, I look at it like this. The Smack is the NBA. So when you can't compare KOTD to Smack, they get, that's the NBA. If they ever win against each other, they get killed easily. KOTD don't stand a chance against
Smack. Over there. They got
right.
Hitters over
so
there.
That's the point. Right, but this is the point I'm proving. This is the exact point I'm trying to prove. Smack got all the killers and hitters, which means that everybody just left with people that can be birthed into something. If you so luckily happen to run across somebody who he ain't picked up yet and be like, oh, he a hitter. But overall, he got everything. So that's why them leagues be having to pay people to – from his league to come over there with them. They're like, okay, like the top tiers now. Now it's like KOD them. They'd be like, oh, we got Verve today. Oh, we got Mav. Oh, we got that. And they'd be happy about that because they got a so-called superstar who can help their brand grow. But in reality, they all belong to Smack in so many words.
I agree what you're saying, but it's also a business standpoint. And I don't want to take shots at King of the Dot because one thing I hear about King of the Dot, no shade to URL. We've heard grumblings of money, blah, blah, blah. King of the Dot, for whatever, we've talked to numerous battle rappers. Head Ice, for instance. Head Ice told us straight up and down that KOTD business-wise is A+. A+.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't doubt it.
So they, you need a King of the Dot. I know you're saying URL is top dog, but you need a King of the Dot. You need
no,
RV.
What I'm saying
JC,
is URL is messing
JC,
it up.
Mr. Mills, those brothers right there who I think are very talented, they not on the URL. So they got a home right now, RBE, where they can showcase their talent. Look at Verb.
Right.
Verb, URL is straying away from these other cats. Where's Verb battling at? Just had a battle with Bonnie Godiva on RBE.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with other leagues. I understand who's top dog, but, you know, I can't take too much. You know, I understand what you're saying, but what do you think about DNA? I want to get your opinion about DNA. Is DNA a legend in your eyes? Because I think he is.
Who, me?
Yes.
That's hard to
you
say.
You
got to
think
man.
About
I
it,
just
true.
Believe. Yeah, I have to think about it for the simple fact. Because you've done a lot of battles and things like that, he just
Come on,
don't
true.
Do
don't
it
do
for
that.
Me, man. Right, because you. Okay, it's like saying. This is what I'm trying to say. See? It's like saying, okay, they had all these battles, so they got to be a legend because they did a lot of battles. Disaster did a lot of battles, so he a legend. Arsenal did a lot of battles, he a legend. DNA did a lot of battles, he a legend. So it's like, is we saying that because of
That counts for something, though.
Yeah, it counts for a lot because it actually shows you putting in work. You putting in work. And I guess it's not DNA fault that he putting in work and he doing a whole lot of battles. So, I mean, you can't – you know what's crazy? I was going to put him on my top five. That actually was my fifth person who I had on my top five. But today it's him because you can't deny him. You can't deny him. The man is busy. He work. He do what he do. You can't deny him. And he have a crazy, stupid resume. And he basically done battled almost everybody. So, yeah, I mean, you can't deny him that. But – the thing about DNA, like I say, and you said Timbo won't talk about this, something just hurt people. DNA can rap, but it's just you just don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, I get you rapping, but sometimes it's just not believable to the point that it hurts you. You get what I'm saying? Like when they were just talking about, oh, when they had the fight break out against Gun Titles and them and DNA took off.
I don't think that hurts DNA. You know I think hurts DNA? And
what?
I gotta bring up another guy we've interviewed. He said it on his show himself. Murder Mukto said that the problem with DNA is he battles too much. You have to. The only thing I think that hurts him is you have to make the people miss you a little bit. They have to miss you a little bit. Like, damn, where the fuck DNA been at? You feel me? That's the only thing I think hurts DNA. What about you, Tim? What do you think about DNA?
I think DNA
like I mean, same thing that you said. He battles too much. There's no like missing a rapper. You know, you have to have that. It's like even in music, you can't drop an album every month. You know, that doesn't make any sense. So you got to give.
But you don't think that's different for battle rap?
What was that?
You don't think that's different for battle rap though? Could you compare the two?
No, hell no. I feel the same thing about DNA that I feel about Clips too.
I think DNA should keep on battling because he's not rich. So why turn down money when you can get it right now? If you can get it right now, you got to get it because ain't no telling
what's
going on.
I got a quote. I got a quote. Briz Rothstein when he battled DNA. 70-some battles, your names I mentioned, and, like, you have to chill for a little bit. They got to miss you just a little bit. Not every card. And I'm not saying, listen, I'm not taking nothing away from DNA because that nigga is consistent every battle. He's going to show up. He does not choke. Let me repeat again. He does not choke. Also, I want to throw another tidbit in there. When a couple times on King of the Dot, this motherfucker, he just came out of the cut. Somebody says a battle. They couldn't get the person to battle. Here comes DNA on short prep, ready to battle. So I give DNA much respect on that.
You don't think taking some time off even ups your price a little bit? Like if Lush was battling
not for him.
DNA,
though, because he already ran his course. DNA ran his course already, so he might as well just keep getting money.
Or a year off or something like that. He can get if he took 6 months or a year off. You don't think he can get a little bit more than he's getting right now?
Nope, because you know why? Because he gonna make more money in that year than he would if he came back. Because if he come back and a person book him for one or two battles, that's nothing compared to what he probably would have made that whole entire year. Like, it's crazy. I saw an interview with him and K-Shine, and K-Shine was talking about how DNA was just having them books for so many battles, it wasn't even funny that he was the one doing all the booking and getting them books for all these different battles. So I believe DNA done ran his course already, so he might as well get as much money he going to get. And you know what? I would have done the same thing. I'm just keeping it real. Because out of 10, them brothers not rich. They not rich. They in the streets. So why turn down the money when you need it? You get what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I might as well.
I agree with that. But if we just talk about the money aspect, if we put the money aspect to the side for a second and just focus on him battling a lot and your material,
and the fans,
does it get outdated? Does it get to the point where people are going
to
be like, you know what? I know what you're going to say already. You feel me?
But that's the thing about DNA. You don't know what he's going to say because he actually is creative. You know what I'm saying? The thing about DNA, and that's another thing, you got to put him up in legend because not only do he got the battles, he have material. The thing about it is nobody believes it. Yeah, he got that's already stamped. He got the longevity. He got all the battles. Whatever compares you to being a legend, he has it. He has the resume. He has the victories. He don't choke. He take care of his business. The thing about it is the people don't like him because he's not believable. You get what I'm saying? When they see him, they be like, okay. They respect him, but they don't respect him. It's sort of like if you see DNA, you're like, oh, that's DNA. What's up? But you ain't thinking he going to do nothing to you. When you looking at battle rap, you can't believe DNA really might have the potential of blowing your brains out. You get what I'm saying?
So how much stock do you put into the belief? Both of y'all, I want to get both of y'all take on this. How much stock do y'all take into the believable aspect of battle rap? Like, if you know that the persona of somebody and they're saying certain things, how much weight does it hold that this motherfucker really could do that shit?
A lot. It hold a lot. That's what made Jay-Z rich. What made Jay-Z rich and accepted by the people, he was believable. And if you look at the music industry, that's how people's careers end. When you are found out that you're not like when 50 blew up over Ja Rule by exposing that he wasn't really a street dude, and 50 was accepted because he was considered as a street dude. Like when Surf be on there talking about, you can look at my record, I do this for real. Surf blew up. When you see how Rex always talk about how when it come to that work, and then when he rapping, he say, I was going to tell T-Top how he can get the extra out the jar. He got to do is add a little water.
Rex, real quick.
Go ahead.
The rumblings about Rex is that he works in a hospital. So if you work in a hospital, my nigga, that means you got a clean record. So the talk, I mean, maybe I'm being petty here, but niggas used to say, oh, I'm Nurse Randy, this, that, and the third. They say he's a nurse, this, that, and the third. So obviously he works a good living. He works in the medical field, whatever he's doing. I don't know how, you know, niggas say that he does. how much weight does that hold? Like, okay, nigga, are you working in the hospital or are you on a block really, really pushing these 12-12 skinnies you're talking about?
It holds a lot of work because what's crazy is when I was in the street, when I was in the street doing what I was doing, like I told you, my big guy who I was copping my weight and stuff from, the brick man, man was working at a grocery store. He was working at a grocery store, man. That was his front. A lot of people get jobs for fronts to back up what they making. You know what I'm saying? So, and when you see how the game go, people use that as a cover up. So it's like, when they're like, how you get that? I got a job. But in reality, you pitching on the side too. You know what I'm saying? And when you, and when you selling weight, you don't really got to be on the street penny pitching hustling. You just getting them calls for 5-10 stacks to drop off. You know what I'm saying? So working a job covers you. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, if he working at a hospital, I still believe he did that. But some people speak and you know, like, again, some people can speak and you know they got experience in that. So that holds a lot of weight with me when you could believe what a person is saying.
Here's one last thing before we wrap up here. I want to switch this. Timo, set it off. What you like about Sue Surf and what hurts Sue Surf? One last name and we done.
What I like about Surf?
And what hurts Sue Surf in your opinion?
I think Surf has this incredible ability to really spit that pain rap and get it through to people. You know, we talk about that. And like Truce just said, you know, believable stuff. You know, you can feel it in what he's saying. You know, I think that's a really good thing that Surf has. The thing that possibly could be the downfall of Surf sometimes, I think, could possibly be his attitude. You know, he could take things lightly sometimes and not super take it seriously like we've seen. You know, I think those are downfalls of somebody. But, you know, I think everybody has that. But I think that believability and him able to actually get it out in a way for the street dudes and everybody to understand – and to come off, I think that's crazy.
Okay. Truth?
Yeah, what I like about him is the same thing I don't like about him. What I like about him is that the man got game. He can persuade people into believing something that's not there. And that's the same thing that hurt him, because when it's time for him to present what he has the people to believe in, he don't come through. You get what I'm saying? So it's like his persuasiveness is the same thing that hurts him. You get what I'm saying? And sometimes when you talk too much, when you speak too much, your mouth can become greater than your actions, and you can't carry them out. And that's the same thing that hurt him.
Right. I think Sue Surf has the persona of Sue Surf. He sells that probably better than anybody in battle rap, the person Sue Surf. I think people like his story. I think people are drawn to his interviews, the way he comes off. His basketball references are top-notch. I think what hurts Sue Surf is some people don't like that cockiness. They want him to be humble. But what I've learned through interviewing Sue Surf is he has to play the villain role. And I think he plays that to a T. I'm really interested to see what this battle with T-Top, how it pans out. But I think him, the affiliation with Joe Budden also helps him out also. But what kills him also, I just think, is the personality aspect. I think some people think he's a dickhead, but I think he likes that being a dickhead to people and shit. You know what I mean? And that's just how I look at it.
You know, one thing he got to do to build him up, if this footage come out that he lost his battle against T-Top, before he take another battle, and this is not, I ain't saying this to be funny, no joke, but I honestly believe he need to do this. He need to take a Queen of the Ring battle, man, to get his self-confidence up and whip on one of them girls real good.
I disagree with that.
I believe that, man. I promise you, I believe that with all my heart, because if he battle another dude after taking a 5 losing streak battle, it's no momentum in that. It's no momentum built up in that. It's just saying, okay, that's another dude. But when you're taking on a girl, it changed the analytics of everything. Because it's like, oh, he's taking on her? Oh, I want to see that. Because you do want to see a man and girl, if it could be a replay of Tay Rock and C3, you'll want that to be more pumped up than anything, and it'll get people mind off of what just happened to him. And the business part of it is he get his stock back. And now if you really assassinate her and kill her in that ring, then what happens is you pumped up for this. And I believe that's a cold game plan. I'm just keeping it real. I believe it's a cold game plan because it's something different.
Think of, imagine Surf going up against 40 Bar, E Hart.
I got
no interest in
that though.
You ain't got no interest in that.
None.
Why wouldn't you have no interest in that?
I just have no interest, no shade. I have no problem with gender battles, but I'd rather see Arsenal battle Chick before I see some Surf. I'd just rather see Surf battle dude from Nitties of the world, the Az of the world, Bridges of the world. Those are cats I want to see Surf get it in Mook. I'd rather see him and Verb get a rematch on URL. I'd rather see that shit.
I think every top-tier battler, or not every top-tier, I just think every battler, period, should at least go through, give them women a chance, man. Just do at least. That's why I would love to see that King of the Dot versus the Queen of the Ring. I would have loved to see that whole card.
Yeah, me too.
That would have been interesting.
But
every
true.
Man need a female. Yeah.
We wrapped here, man. We appreciate rocking out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, anytime.
Conversations. We got to do this again and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get this turkey on the road.
Timbo under investigation, brother.
What you mean? What you mean, my brother? What you mean?
I'm putting Timbo under investigation, man.
Uh-oh.
Timbo, you're under investigation, brother.
What you got? What's the question?
Oh no, brother! You're under investigation. I'm finna put my detectives on you, brother, and see what's going on that West Coast over there, man. I'll make sure Disaster
kid.
Them ain't got. Hey, Disaster
nah,
them ain't trying
me,
to brother.
Trust me.
He's
far from bias. He probably gets beat up for not showing West Coast more love. To be honest,
I'm just cracking jokes.
No. I'm just saying. I'm just fucking.
Yeah,
yo,
no.
We gotta do this again, fellas, for real. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I love these conversations
Definitely.
And shit. So, Truth, man, we appreciate you rocking with us, brother.
No, I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
Too, brother.
You're ready, man.
God bless y'all. Have a happy Thanksgiving for you and y'all family.
You
man.
Too, brother.
And be safe out there.
Stay
all right,
back
Tim,
to you, brother.
Happy
early Thanksgiving,
Greg.
Man. You are ready.
All right. All right.
All right, Jake. All right. Shout out to Truth, man, coming on the show. Always good
yes,
combo. man.
Yeah.
Shout out to that dude coming on the show. Everybody out there, honestly, from PSA, just have a happy, safe Thanksgiving. Kick
yes,
it with
sir.
The fam. Eat a grit. Do what you need to do. And salute
Hold
everybody.
On. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and we're getting Bonnie Godiva and Ava by Noble. You are not dropping the battle.
I mean, they're known to, but I think we're going to get a trailer tomorrow, Trey, from something.
A trailer? For not a battle, a trailer.
Hold on. I know Chef Trez and Bad News drops from Bullpen. Everybody was waiting to see that.
All right.
People said that was crazy. Verb and Bonnie, is that said to drop tomorrow? From
All
what
right.
We know?
Yeah.
And then we might be getting a trailer from a battle that people are looking to see.
Right.
We might be getting a trailer of a battle people looking to see. But we'll see, man. Smack is known to drop a battle on these holidays, you know,
mm-hmm.
to keep the family close
mm-hmm.
together. So. Let's see what happens, man. Shout out to everybody listening. PSA motherfucking radio. My bro Dre 3 Linderman. Take us out.
Shout out to the homie Battle Truth, man. Love having dude coming on here. Whether we disagree or agree, I just love the back and forth. Shout out to my bro Timbo, man. You already know the fuck it is, man. Happy motherfucking Thanksgiving to everybody, man. Stay safe. You already.
Be out.